the number of visitors coming to Hawaii is likely to remain well below pre-pandemic levels for at least the next year. That's according to one of the state's top economists. Some 10 million tourists visited Hawaii in 2019, more than 800,000 per month on average. Carl Bonham with the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization says we won't see those kind of numbers again for a while.
We're talking not getting back to more than 40-50% by next summer.
Bonham made the comments yesterday at a regular meeting of the state council that predicts tax revenue. The group issued another pessimistic collection forecast. One key reason? Visitor arrivals are currently hovering around 10% of previous levels. Bonham says that number will increase very slowly until a vaccine for COVID-19 is widely available, something he's assuming won't happen until the second half of 2021. But if it happens sooner, or if Hawaii can contain the ongoing outbreak, tourism could return much faster. Bonham says current hotel bookings for the important end-of-year holiday season are currently at 40 to 50% of last year's levels.
There is demand out there. The airlines are prepared to bring the flights back, and the demand exists.
But he also notes that could change quickly. Hotel bookings previously shot up for September, when state leaders announced back in June they would be relaxing the mandatory travel quarantine. That has since been delayed until October and will likely be pushed back even further. Hawaii is currently seeing some of the worst economic performance in the country, and Bonham says reversing that will depend on controlling the virus.
This requires that we manage the virus. We can't repeat the shutdown that we're in now. That would be devastating.
Survey data from UHERO indicates that local small businesses are holding on in the hope that tourism will start to return this winter. If that doesn't happen, many are likely to close permanently. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.